With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Trump team celebrating a major legal win for the president-elect.
A federal judge dismissed the federal criminal case against Trump of attempting to overturn his 2020 election defeat. The dismissal came after prosecutors moved to drop that prosecution, as well as the classified documents case against the president-elect. They pointed to Justice Department policy that protects sitting presidents from prosecution. A Trump spokesman called it a major victory for the rule of law. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Mr. Trump says he plans an executive order slapping 25% tariffs on goods from Canada and Mexico, as well as an additional 10% on Chinese imports. Mr. Trump says those key trading partners are not doing enough to stem the flow of deadly drugs, as well as illegal aliens, into the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, some 80 million Americans are, or will soon be, heading out for the holiday.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million people at U.S. airports between today and next Monday as Americans travel to their Thanksgiving destinations. The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning in Sierra Nevada that's expected to last through today, and forecasters say the East Coast will be the most impacted on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, with snowfall possible in parts of New Hampshire, northern Maine, and the Adirondacks. I'm Donna Water.
And so far, just 28 flight cancellations today, according to FlightAware.com. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 48 points. NASDAQ futures 60 points higher. S&P futures are up 14. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Australia.
The government has decided to withdraw a bill that would have given a media watchdog power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about misinformation and so-called disinformation on their networks. Christian leaders and free speech advocates warned the legislation would have made it dangerous to quote the Bible on hot-button social issues such as homosexuality. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has tapped a doctor and former Republican Congressman Dave Weldon of Florida to lead the Centers for Disease Control. Weldon is a staunch pro-life advocate. Legislation he introduced more than 20 years ago outlawed human cloning. He also brokered a deal with lawmakers to bar patents on human organisms, including genetically engineered embryos. Weldon also advocated against the removal of the feeding tube for Terri Schiavo, a Florida woman whose family battle over her vegetative state turned into a national debate. This is SRN News. Can the Golden State afford this?
California could offer state tax rebates on electric vehicle purchases if the incoming Trump administration eliminates the federal EV tax credit. In a statement, Governor Gavin Newsom says he'll propose creating a new version of the state's successful clean vehicle rebate program, which was phased out last year after funding nearly 600,000 cars. While campaigning, President-elect Trump vowed to end federal EV tax credits, which are worth up to $7,500 for new EVs. But Trump later softened his stance as Tesla chief executive Elon Musk became a supporter and advisor. I'm Mike Hempen.
A judge has delayed until January his decision on whether to resentence Eric and Lyle Menendez for killing their parents in their Beverly Hills mansion 35 years ago. More details at SRNNews.com.